Theater. Carter Brown, Mysteries. Adventures in excitement and suspense, based on the best-selling novels by the slick storytelling sensation, Carter Brown.
I had lived up to my reputation. The smart private eye. Joe Kern, the clever character. I'd found the girl I was hired to look for, Helen Duisberg. Daisy and I had come to Duluth, the Mailer's Club, the Arabian Nights. I figured that was where he was hiding Helen, and I was right. But what I hadn't figured on was someone else who was looking for Helen. A smooth guy called Earl Cortez, who appeared in the dressing room with a gun.
Please do not make any trouble, Mr. Kahn. For one thing, I should have to shoot you, and for another, we have your girlfriend who is with you at the table, and her safety is dependent on your behavior.
Okay, Cortez. Looks like it's all yours.
It certainly is. Stand quite still, please, Mr. Kahn. You are probably carrying a gun, and I would feel safer if it were in my possession. That's better.
Now what?
Now we will wait in the corridor while Mrs. Duisberg here gets dressed. Then we will take a short journey. Please be quick, Mrs. Duisberg. That's right, Mr. Kahn. Just stand in front of me while we wait.
Tell me something. How did you find out that Helen was here at the Arabian Nights?
I have my sources of information, Mr. Kahn.
Where's your sister, Ines?
You will see her shortly. At the moment, she is taking care of your girlfriend.
Oh?
You don't sound very pleased about that. You are quite right. Ines can be rather unpleasant. Ah, you are ready, Mrs. Duisberg. Splendid. Now, we will go.
Cortez directed us to the back door. There was a car outside with a man at the wheel. Helen and I were piled in, and the car drove to a house on the outskirts of Duluth. It was a big house, big enough to scream in and not be heard outside, which was bad. Cortez and his man, whose name was Hugo, took us into the living room.
Joe, they got you.
Yeah, I'm afraid they did, Daisy. You all right?
So far is correct, Mr. Kahn.
Well, hello there, Inez. How's your sex appeal making out these days, huh?
I have other weapons when sex appeal fails. Like this.
You know I'd have picked you for a knife artist. There's something sharp about your manner.
I am very good with a knife, Mr. Kahn. Good enough to stop your joking forever. Earl, we are all here now, aren't we? Let us get on with it.
There is still one more person to come, Ines.
No, I'm here.
Diane!
Hello, Joe. You look surprised. Oh, but of course, you didn't expect to see me in Duluth, did you?
So that's it. That's how Cortez knew where to find help.
Bad luck, Joe. All's fair, you know.
No wonder you knew Cortez and his sister and all about the way they work. But I don't get it. What's behind it all?
We will leave that part of it for the moment. There are more urgent things to discuss. The money. Who's got it? You, Mrs. Duisberg? Don't make the mistake of trying to keep it from us, my dear. You wouldn't want us to get nasty, would you?
Lay off, Herr Cortez. I can tell you who's got the dough I have.
You, Mr. Kahn?
Yeah.
Very well. Where is it?
Oh, tut, tut. You disappoint me, Earl. Your technique is as crude as Mailer's. That was the way he approached the subject.
Kahn, I am not in the mood for fooling.
Let me get at him, Earl. I will make him sing like a canary.
Seeing that my ex-client, Miss Clutterbuck, is batting in your league, it leaves me minus a fee. I'd still like to draw a check for services rendered. Say, 25,000?
Say, five.
25 is only 12.5%. When you remember that I'm holding the money, I figure my fee is moderate.
Ines, I think we can get better terms from Mr. Kahn. Would you like to demonstrate your skill on his girlfriend?
It would be a pleasure, Earl. I have several interesting accomplishments with the knife, Mr. Kahn.
Hold it. Okay, I'll tell you.
Joe!
Well, they're not kidding, Daisy.
You are a wise man, Mr. Kahn. Where is it?
It's in a safe deposit box in the bank. I mailed the key to myself at my office.
Ah, in that case, there is nothing to keep us here in Duluth any longer. It will take us a day to make the trip back by car, so we will get started at once.
It was a long and uncomfortable car ride. Once we reached the old hometown, Cortez dropped his pal Hugo and me outside my office and then went on. Hugo kept close beside me all the way to the bank and then took charge of the silver box for the $200,000. 20 minutes later, we were in the living room of a mansion where Cortez, Diane, Inez, Helen, and Daisy were waiting.
Ah, you've got it, Hugo. Fine.
Better make sure it's all there, Al.
My dear Diane, of course. Open the box, Hugo.
Well, it was a roundabout way of finding it, but thanks to you, Joe, found it we have.
Yeah. Just tell me one thing to satisfy my curiosity. What is this dough, and where did it come from?
I'm quite happy to enlighten you. It came from England.
What for?
A payoff. Our English friends, represented by Miss Clutterbuck...
Thank you, Mr. Cortez.
...have cooperated with us, and this was our share of the proceeds.
What kind of racket makes this kind of dough in England?
American servicemen. There are quite a lot of them permanently stationed in England. With the help of Miss Clutterbuck's associates, we have established a complete monopoly of the gambling in the camps.
Oh, I see. It figures. And Duisberg must have been one of the servicemen on your payroll, huh?
He is clever, isn't he, Earl?
How come the money was left with him?
I can explain that, Joe. You see, one of our problems was getting our American friend's percentage out of England and into the States. That was where Carl Duisberg was invaluable.
Or so we thought. A serviceman coming home for discharge, the money traveled in his kit bag. He and Mrs. Duisberg got back, he took a job with Glauben Chemicals, and then everybody waited. When word came through to us that the payoff was to be made, Duisberg claimed he hadn't heard.
Figured he could keep the dough for himself, huh?
Yes, Mr. Kahn, but he found his mistake.
Didn't you try your persuasive tactics out here, Inez?
You...
Quiet, Inez. To finish the story for you, Kahn, we grew tired of waiting. Duisberg suffered an accident. We intended to pick up Mrs. Duisberg, feeling sure she would have the money. As we now know, she didn't. And she realized that nobody would believe her, so she went to Mela. He gave her a job at the Casbah, and while she was there, she told him this story.
And Mela saw a golden opportunity to grab himself $200,000 almost out of the air.
Exactly. He sent Mrs. Duisberg to his club in Duluth while he started looking for the money. And that is where you came into the picture. When our English associates heard about it, they were embarrassed. They sent us someone to help us find the money. Diane.
And with your help, Joe, dear, we found it.
So that's it, huh? I seem to have done a nice job for everybody.
Especially for me, Con.
What? Mela!
Watch them, Hank. Anybody moves and they get lead poisoning. Nice of you to collect the cash for us, Cortez. Saved us a lot of trouble.
How did you know we had it?
I own the Arabian Nights in Duluth, remember? When I got word that Mrs. Duisberg there had suddenly disappeared, I put two and two together and my answer came to $200,000.
You!
Daisy, when the shooting stars, drop to the floor and follow me.
Okay, Joe.
You're all washed up, Cortez. Finished.
Am I?
You and that she-wolf sister of yours?
A she-wolf has teeth.
Boy, she's got a knife.
He knows it now.
On the floor, Daisy. Make for the door.
Joe, you think they saw us crawl out?
I think they were too busy playing targets with each other. Daisy, head up those stairs. See if you can find a phone and call Harding at Homicide. Tell him to get out here fast. Now make it fast, honey. I figure the shooting's nearly over.
All right, Joe, but take care of yourself.
Don't worry. This is one time I'm not playing hero. Let them fight it out for themselves.
Well, so that's the whole story, huh? Brother, what a massacre.
What about Helen Duisberg?
Bullet in the arm, she'll be okay. She was lucky. With all the gunfire, she could have been killed like the rest of them.
Cortez, his sister, that hood of his, Hugo?
The Clutterbuck dame, Mailer, and his pal, Hank. Brother, they'll only be standing room at the morgue this week.
Well, I came out of it with a whole hide, for which I'm grateful. But no dough, for which I'm not. You know, I only got $400 from Diane Clutterbuck, and I spent what was left of that on the plane fares to Duluth.
The taxation boys will take care of the $200,000. They'll call it part of Cortez's undeclared income. But you should get 10% for lame information.
Harding, you've brightened my day.
You've brightened mine, Gumshoe. When I tell the chief that Cortez has handed in his ticket, he'll be so pleased he might even smile.
The Homicide boys took statements from Daisy and me and then let us go. Daisy had a kind of predatory look in her eyes, so I made a quick excuse and headed home for my apartment. But I wasn't getting off so easily. Hello?
You think you're getting away from me, Joe Kahn. But you'd better think again.
Now, Daisy, I told you...
Oh, no, you can't dodge me anymore. The case is over, you've got no new one, which means you're doing nothing this evening.
Yeah, but I need rest, honey. My nerves are shattered, my brain's tired.
Well, I've got a nice, cozy atmosphere all ready and waiting for you. I'm all primed for rest, relaxation, and romance. I'll expect you at 7.
Oh, but Daisy, honey...
At 7.
Oh, heck. How can I get out of this lot? She's right, I haven't got anything to do. If only I had a new case to start on. Okay, coming. Yeah?
Mr. Kahn, private detective.
That's me.
I'm sorry to come to your apartment instead of your office, but it's urgent. I'm in trouble, Mr. Kahn. I need help right away. I'm prepared to pay your usual fees if you can start work right now.
Lady, consider me started.
Well, it's like this. I shot my husband exactly 35 minutes ago.
This is Carter Brown. Well, he wanted a new case to start on. I had to give him one. But I think he should have stuck to Daisy, don't you? Anyway, let's leave Joe Kahn and concentrate on my next book, which I've called Love Me, Lieutenant, about a hard-boiled cop who finds himself framed for murder. So this is Carter Brown saying so long for now. Be seeing you.
In Kudos for Kahn, you heard our star Grant Taylor as Joe Kahn. The Carter Brown Mystery Theater, based on the best-selling novels by Carter Brown, is dramatized and directed by Maurice Travers for Grace Gibson Radio Productions.